सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ नमो भगवते रमणाय।
चण्डुरथं
कर्तुराज्ञया प्राप्यते फलं कर्म किं परं कर्म तज्जडं कृतिमहो दधौ पतनकारणं फलमशाश्वतम् गतिनिरोधकम्। ईश्वरार्पितं नेच्छया कृतं चित्तशोधकं मुक्तिसाधकं कायवाङ्मन कार्यमुत्तमं पूजनं जपश्चिन्तनं क्रमात् जगत ईशति उक्तसेवनम् अष्टमूर्तिभिर्देवपूजनम् उत्तमस्तवादुच्चमन्दतः चित्तजं जप ध्यानमुत्तमम् आचधारया स्रोतसा समं सरलचिन्तनं विरलतः परम् भेदभावनात् सोऽहमित्यसौ भावनाभिदा पावनीमता भावशून्यसद्भावसुस्थितिः भावनावलाद्भक्तिरुत्तमा हृत्स्थले मनः स्वस्थता क्रिया भक्तियोगबोधाश्च निश्चितम् वायुरोधनात् लीयते मनः जालपक्षिवत् रोधसाधनम् चित्तवायवश्चित्क्रियायुता शाखयोर्द्वयी शक्तिमूलका लयविनाशने उभयरोधने लयगतं पुनर्भवति नो मृतम् प्राणबन्धनात् लीनमानसम् एकचिन्तनात् नाशमेत्यतः नष्टमानस उत्कृष्टयोगिनः कृत्यमस्ति किं स्वस्थितिं यतः दृश्यवारितं चित्तमात्मनः चित्त्वदर्शनं तत्त्वदर्शनं चित्त्वदर्शनं तत्त्वदर्शनं।
So we have seen three marks. First is karma yoga, second bhakti yoga, and third is ashtanga yoga. We have seen three marga. each path leads to ultimate. It was said in verse number 10, Hissale mana swastita kriya bhakti yoga bodh asya nishitam. Bhakti marg, yoga marg, ashtang yoga marg, and bodh marg, kriya marg, all will take you to the same place. What is that same place? Hitstale mana. The mind will be absorbed in the Atman. Hit means Atman. But the starting point is different for all marg. So today what we will see in Karma Yoga, it is accepted that there is a raga dvesh. Where is this raga dvesh? Raga dvesh is in mind. How do we come to know? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, Prajarahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogata. All your vasanas, all your raga and dvesh, where are they? They are in your mind. So, what is advised there in Karma Yoga? In Karma Yoga, it is advised that your all karma should be with the Ishwar Arpan Buddhi. That I am doing it for the happiness of the Lord. This is the method suggested to reduce your likes and dislikes. Rag, dvesh, when they come down, then you become fit for the knowledge. Go to the Guru, he will give you the knowledge and you are realized. This is Karma Yoga Marg is suggesting how you have to proceed. In Bhakti Marg, we started with the puja. What was the highest puja there? Gyan Pradhan Puja. Then lower to then, Bhav Pradhan, then Kriya Pradhan. And what was the highest? Jagat Ishadhi Yukta Sevanam. The world is Ishwar. This is the highest puja, Gyan Pradhan Puja. Then after that, he said, come to the Japa. Japa was just said, three types, Uchamand and Chittajam. The best is Chittajam. And then after that, Chintanam. Then you do the Chintanam. How you do the Chintanam? There will be viral Chintanam with interruptions. When you start meditation, there the mind will go out. From viral you come to the saral. Saral means the thought flow is continuing. And after that it was said that bhava sunya sthiti is the best. But better than that, he said, it was in Bhakti Marg, it was said that there is first you start with the duality. Ishwar is there, I am is different. So there is a duality. Then it was said, bhed bhavanat soham ityasau. The better is soham. There is no difference between he and me. Bhavana abhidha pavani mata. There is no difference. Well, that puja is better. Then bhava sunya sat bhava sustiti. Because of that thought, soham, 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 bhavana balat, that is the strength of that thought, bhavana balat. What will happen? Bhava sunya sthiti, it will drop. Once it drops, bhava su sthiti, that is the sthiti. So in bhakti marg, you go this way. Then in ashtanga marg, Patanjali says, yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dharana, dhyan, samadhi. 8 steps. But Raman Maharshi start with the pranayama straight way. He is not talking about yam, niyam and asana, what has to be done. Bole straight way to the pranayama. Bole what will happen with the pranayama? Bole in pranayama, you quieten the mind. By how? Bole vayu rodhanat. By practicing pranayama, you are controlling mind. Is that possible? Yes, possible. Why? Because they are branches of the same power. Maya Sakti, it has got Kriya Sakti and Chitta Sakti. So this Kriya Sakti, Chitta Sakti, because they relate to one power, it is just like two branches coming from one trunk. Pull one branch, the other branch will also come down. So you can quieten the mind. And after quietening the mind, what you should do? Bole ek chintanat. Think of that one. What is that one? Brahman. Not ek chintan of your son, of your spouse, or wealth, or worldly thing. ek chintana which is one only. If you do that, what will happen? Bala drishyavaritam chittatmanah chittvadarsanam tattvadarsanam. Bala when you start chintana of one, slowly that thought will also drop. There is no more mind. What will remain? Chittatmanah. There is only consciousness. Chittvadarsanam. Bala that is chittvadarsanam. Bala that is consciousness. That is tattvadarsanam. Over, khatam. Giving summary of all three marg, the purpose is only one, that all three marg except there is mind. And we are trying to solve the problems of the mind. At some places there is ragdves, we are trying to reduce ragdves by karma yoga. In bhakti mar, there is impurity of mind. We are trying to purify it by bhakti mar. In ashtang mar, there is agitation of mind. And we are trying to quieten it by pranayam. So in all mark, we accept there is mind. And mind has got some problem. And the method suggested, you tackle this problem. You get the result, reach to the Atman. But Gyan Mark is different. Gyan Mark is different, but nothing is taken as granted here. Nothing. Inquire the mind. Find out whether that all mind is there or not. Nothing is taken. Well, you inquire, that's all. In other marg, you can take the help of other. Like if you are doing karma marg, you take the help of bhakti, because in the karma marg itself, bhakti is included, because it is Ishwar arpitam karma. Ishwar has come into your life. Or you are doing karma yoga also, bhakti yoga also. Or you can do ashtanga yoga also. We can have a combination of three also. But in Gyan Marg, it says nothing is required. No assistance is required. Now, if I can walk on my feet, then why should I take a stick? I don't need anything. If I can see clearly, why should I take the help of spec? Nothing is required. Well, this is Vichar Marg. Vichar Marg is Bihang Marg, it's a direct flight to the final. All other Marg are Pipilika Marg. Pipilika, and slowly it will go, it will climb up, slowly. Pipilika. This is what, how Mahatmas explained this Gyan Marg. Bihang Marg, straight flight to the destination. Other mark, Pipilka mark. You are trying to solve the problems of the mind by different methods. Is there anything to be done here in Gyan Mark? Well, no. Nothing is to be done. Only you have to do vichar. Just inquire. But the followers of this mark are very few. Because it is theoretical, number one. And people are all action-oriented. They want to do something. Kuch karna hai. But the Gyan Marg says, you have to do only vichar. Think. This is your sadhana. Vichar is the sadhana. People don't accept that the vichar is also sadhana. Bole no, bhakti is sadhana. I have to do pranayam, this is sadhana. I have to do karma, karma yoga I will do, this is sadhana. People don't accept that this also is a sadhana. Somebody says, said to Gurudev, Gurudev, bhakti is very sweet. It is just like a fruit. And Gurudev said, Gyan is dry fruit. Gyan is dry fruit. Bhakti is no doubt is a fruit, sweet fruit. But come to the Gyan Mark, well, it's dry fruit. Raman Maharshi says, analyze, examine, find out where there is a mind at all or not. Then you don't have to solve your problems. All problems are created by mind. All sukh and dukkha are experienced at mental level, at mind level. Bole examine in the mind. Mahatma gives the example that suppose you are in a multi-storied building on the 7th floor, you come to know the building is on fire, and you don't have any cell phone, you can't contact, what should you do? Downstairs there is fire. You are imagining that there is a fire in the building, and the downstairs, and you are on the 7th floor, no phone, how to contact? Stop imagining, that's all you have to do. You are imagining, that's all. Stop imagining, khatam, no fire. This is vichar. Only you have to do this much. Tulsidas ji say, Jo sapne sir kaate koi, jaage binu na dur dukh hoi. You are dreaming somebody is cutting your head. Sapna therefore continue. Somebody is cutting your head. Binu jaage dukh dur na hoi. Unless you come into the waking state, your sorrow will not be over. You don't have to run to any hospital to get operated and refix your head. Come out of the dream and you will find everything is intact. There is nothing wrong. Let us see what Raman Maharshi says.
Manasam tu kim margane krite.
Manasam tu kim margane krite.
Naiva manasam marga arjavat.
Naiva manasam marga arjavat. Manasam tu kim margane krite. Manasam tu kim margane krite. Naiva manasam marga arjavat. Naiva manasam marga arjavat. We know there is mind. And in all three marks, they gave you how to quieten the mind and transcend the mind. Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. They all accept it. We have got mind and there is a problem and that problem can be solved. You come to the quieten state and then transcend the mind. But here says, find out what is this mind. The word tu is here one. Tu means it is different from earlier three marks. In earlier three marks, we accepted there is mind. But here the word tu indicates it is different from the previous three marks. It says, manusam tu kim, what is this mind? Margane krite, margane means inquire. Inquire. Krite, having done that inquiry, margane krite, what will happen? Naiva manasam. There is no mind. Bole, if you do the inquiry, you will come to the conclusion, na eva manasam, there is no mind. Acha. Marg arjavad, this is straight path. Simple, arjavad means straight, arjavad means simple also. Single also. Marg arjavad, bole, this is straight marg. So what will happen if we start inquiry? So our mind will be gone or what? No mind. How we'll go back to our home without mind? Mind your mind, you will come to know there is no mind. If you do the inquiry, you'll find there is no mind. So how to think, how to do inquiry, how to do this margan. Margan means inquiry. So there is, from the vyavaharic level, there is some other method. But from the spiritual level, from the absolute level, the inquiry is different. He says, find out whether this mind is inert or sentient, whether this mind is real or unreal. The mind is inert or sentient. Mind is made of apanchikrit panchamahabhutaikritam. Panchamahabhuta are inert. So mind is inert. Because the cause is inert, the effect has to be inert. But it gets sentiency from consciousness. Now find out whether the mind is real or unreal. What is real? The in Tattvabodh we have seen, kalatrayepi tishtiti iti sat, which remains in three period of time. That which was in the past, that which is in present, and that which will remain in future. And without any modification, without any change. That is called Sat. This is one definition given in Tattvabodh. Another definition is Satyattam Avadhyattam. Satyattam is that which cannot be refuted, negated, or you cannot eradicate it in any way. It will remain. You cannot negate it. You can negate the whole world, but you cannot negate Atman. Apply this on your mind. Whether your mind is there for three period of time or not, whether it is changing or not. In deep sleep there is no mind. In waking state, dream state, mind is there. Can we say it is trikal tishtati? No. Mind is changing. Thoughts are changing. We change decisions also. Can we say that it is real? Mind is not real. Because it does not stay for three period of time. So mind is not sat. Okay. Even if we take that mind is sat, just assume mind is sat, then how many sat will be there? All mind will be sat, na? So there will be millions of mind sat. But the Shastra, what the Shastra says, There is only one Sat, and all other are Mithya. One Sat is there only, Brahman, and other are all Mithya. So mind cannot be Sat, otherwise there will be so many Sat. What is our own experience? Our own experience is also the same thing. It changes. It goes to sleep also. That is our experience. The mind is not Sat. If mind is not Sat, is it Asat? Let us find out that also. The definition of Asat is Asat Chet Na Pratiyet. Definition given for Asat is Asat Chet Na Pratiyet, which is never experienced at any time, at any place. Examples for that is Akash Puspa, sky flower, it was never there. Horn of a rabbit, it's never there. Neither in the past, not in the present, nor in the future. Bandha Putra, son of a barren woman, can never happen. Asat. Can we say the mind is Asat? It is not there in three periods of time. Can we say that? No. So mind is not Sat. Mind is also Asat, not Asat. We are experiencing mind. What is that then? It is Mithya. So our inquiry started with whether the mind is Sat. We came to the conclusion that the mind is not Sat because it is not in past, present and future. It is also not Asat. We can't say the mind is not there in three periods of time because we experience mind. Then what is this? It is said, Sat Asatabhyam Anarvichaniya Mithyatvam. Sat Asatabhyam Anarvichaniya Mithyatvam. It is inexplicable. We cannot do any nirvachan of this. Anirvachaniya. One which is not Sat and not Asat, how will you explain? Anirvachaniya. And anything which is anirvachaniya, well, it is Mithya. It's an illusion. Even Raman Maharshiji did nothing, no karma yoga. He did only vichar. All his photos you will find, he is sitting there doing vichar, doing nothing. No paropkar seva or doing puja and all that, nothing. Only vichar, and he was established in it. Examples of this mithya, well, the blueness of sky. Is the sky really blue? No. One Mahatma says, agar blue hota, to Hawaii jahaj goes there, or the rocket and Sputnik go there, when they come back, there should be a little bit of blue. Bola, nahi hota hai. Not blue. Bola, sunrise, sunset. It's an illusion. Go to the platform of the sun, you'll find it is always there. But when we are standing on the earth, we say there is a sunrise and sunset. But there is no sunrise and no sunset. Snake on rope. Is it really there? It's not there. Then there is a theory of relativity also. In theory of relativity, it says it depends. How long it will take to reach airport? It depends. Depends on so many factors. It depends on the road, on the traffic, the timing when you are leaving your home, the weather, lot of things, it depends. Even if you go to doctor, I think according to all this pathological report is this and this and I have to operate. But again, I don't know, something may crop up, not sure. Again depends, when he operates, he finds something different there. In Vyavaharik also, I am sitting on the chair. She will be saying, you are sitting on a higher level. From your standpoint, we are on the same level. But somebody sitting on the roof, he will say, Acharya is sitting lower level. Relative. Analyze the snake and rope. Then we will be able to understand and apply that on the mind. If you think the snake is there, if you are seeing the snake, sun may start feeding the snake. Sun may start doing the puja of the snake, Bhagwan, chale jao. Sun may start chanting Garuda mantra. Garuda mantra, jao bhai. Or you may come with a stick to beat that snake. Some may do the vichar that how in downtown on the 7th floor in the concrete building a snake can come. It is illusion. It cannot come. But a few people can see the snake, the rope itself. So for the ignorant, snake is real. For discriminative person, it is an illusion. And for a wise person, snake is not there because he sees rope. Apply this to mind. For an ignorant person, mind is real. For a discriminative person, apply the formula of sat and asat. He will come to the conclusion that it is an illusion. And for a wise person, mind is not at all there. Only vichar you have to do. From the standpoint of absolute reality, mind is not sat. Because it is not there in Trikal. If the mind is not sat, can we say it is asat? It is not there in three period of times? That also we can't say, that the mind is not there in three period of time. If it is not sat, if it is not asat, then it is mithya. It's an illusion. And illusion can be explained by snake and rope example. If you are seeing the snake, you can do many things you want because you are seeing the snake and fearing. The fear has come. You can do whatever you want to do, the puja of snake, do the puja. Want to beat the snake, beat. chant any mantra, japa, Garuda mantra you can do. But if you do the vichar, how that snake can come in a concrete building, cannot, then it is illusion. And why see only the rope? For all illusion, there must be a substratum. You always remember this thing. For all illusion, there must be a substratum. For seeing the snake, which is illusory, there is a rope. Substratum is there. If you are seeing the mind, which is illusory, then there must be a substratum of that mind also. And that substratum is consciousness, the Atman. And the wise, he sees Atman, not the mind. Like a person who is reeling, seeing a rope, he will never see a snake on that. So where is the wise? Wise person, a realized person, is always at the consciousness level. He is always seeing the substratum everywhere. And not the illusion on it. So for him, the whole world is an illusion. And the substratum of the whole world is Brahman. So what Brahman, what a wise person is seeing? He is seeing everywhere Brahman. He is not seeing the illusion. Ignorant person, he is seeing the all Naam Rup Jagat. It's an illusion. In one verse, Raman Maharshi has, in Gyan Marg, it is said, mind is not there, khatam. But Maharshi ji, we are not at that level. We have understood the logic which you have said. You come to our level. From our level, from the Vyavaharic level, please explain us and remove this mind. This is the highest level. But now you come down to our level. We are ignorant people. Please analyze in detail. Tell us how to remove this mind. So next verse onward, he is coming to our level and he will analyze one by one the steps and how to remove this mind. That we will take up in our next session. For 7 days, contemplate on this, whether mind is at all there or not. And the inquiry is, find out whether it is sat. Apply the definition of sat on mind. You will find that mind is not sat. Apply the definition of asat. You will find mind is not asat also. So if mind is not sat, if mind is not asat, then what is this? It's mithya. For anything mithya, there must be a substratum. For the mind also, the substratum is consciousness. And there are 3 types of people. One is the ignorant. He will see the mind as real. They see the snake as real. Those who are discriminative, they will come to the conclusion, because it is not sat nor asat, it is mithya, it is an illusion. And for the Wise people, they don't see snake. They are seeing the rope. Similarly, the wise realized persons see the substratum, the consciousness, Atman, not the illusion, which is mind. This is enough for 7 days contemplation. It is a little bit tricky, but you will come to conclusion. Then after that, from our level, Raman Maharshi ji will analyze how to proceed. What is mind? What is thought? How many types of thoughts are there? Which thought to discard? How to discard? Everything you will discuss in detail. Is it very heavy? Difficult to understand? It's very simple. That is why he said, Marga Arjavat, straight mark. If the mind is not there, what to talk about the problems? Where are the problems? All problems are in mind only. So the whole life, what we are doing, we are solving the problems outside. We are not thinking at all if there is a mind or not. Mind is not there. World is not there. Khatam. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Brahma Hari.